Welcome to the Vertical MRO Podcast, brought to you by Vertical Helicasts.
All right, everyone, you're at our contact. You're cleared to the Bravo.
The Vertical MRO Podcast explores the fascinating world of helicopter maintenance, repair, and overhaul with your host, Val Medved.
Now, line out Altimeter 3029, approved as requested.
The podcast features helicopter technicians, mechanics, engineers, and MRO experts who share invaluable industry insight, knowledge, and stories that will inspire current and aspiring industry maintainers.
Well, again, going back to what we're doing here with the Vertical MRO Podcast, it's really exciting. You know, I've always talked about, from the public safety side of things, the missions that we do require a ton of folks to make those missions possible. And the biggest segment of folks that make that possible are the maintenance professionals that are wrenching on our helicopters all the time. You know, our goal is to highlight the really cool stuff is going on in the MRO world, from the mechanic in the bush to the folks that are in the beautiful hangar with air conditioning that are wrenching on helicopters in a nice, safe and climate controlled environment. Now, Val's been in the industry for a long time. You've seen a little bit of everything when it comes to the maintenance side of the world. Again, excited to have you as a host and to see where you take the MRO podcast.
Thanks. Thanks, buddy. It's good to be here. It's good to be here with you guys. I'm banking shots off of your professional setups right now, all three of you here. So I appreciate you guys kind of bringing me into this.
Yeah. Well, Val, if you could just kind of tell us, you know, where you grew up and how you got into this profession to begin with.
26 years ago, I was in a different profession, grinding out some serious hours with a job that was kind of taking me nowhere. And then I was told that there was a customer service rep position open at a local facility here in Winnipeg, just outside of Winnipeg. It kind of detailed that the company was pretty hyper-focused, not necessarily on technical data as per se, like, you know, the measurements of a GP or PT support, but there's more, they want to come someone focused to the customer side and advocating more for the customer side. So I interviewed and got the job. And to my surprise, here I am 26 years later, still kind of learning things as I go along. And it all stemmed from just self, kind of always wanted to teach myself a little more about the MRO side with engines, and then eventually into transmissions and into so on and so forth. So listen, there's a million moving pieces in a helicopter. We don't know all of them, right? So
I hope we know most of them.
Yeah. I have a Jesus nut in my office. People ask, what is that? I'm like, that's a Jesus nut. And then I give them the reason why it's called the Jesus nut. And they're like, holy shit.
One of my salesmen at Helicopter has an LLC. We pay him through his LLC. His LLC is Jesus Nut LLC. Oh. And I remember when I had to go back to the bank in the early days when we weren't direct depositing, and I would, you know, remit the payment to Jesus Nut LLC. And I'd always wait to see the teller's kind of reaction on that, and then would explain to them. So I think that's kind of funny. Real quick question.
Sure.
A lot of my listeners are either on the pilot side or actually even just getting into aviation. And so can you just define MRO and just talk a little bit about what that actually means in the helicopter and aviation industry?
The whole section, and it's kind of like, it's, you know, when John and I got talking about this with maintenance, repair, and overhaul, it really is divided by how many sectors there are in the helicopter. I just came from a background of mostly engine stuff, where the, you know, particular subcomponents of a Rolls 250 engine would get broken down, and whether it was deemed to be, you know, repaired, inspected, or overhauled, kind of is the benchmark, if you will, of where I learned the maintenance repair side. The overhaul side of it, there is, you know, when you set the TSO back to zero there, it sets a lot of people's minds right there when you're dealing with, you know, TSO zero versus TSO 499, you're due up in 500. Kind of my experience with everything with MRO is basically the timing of it all. Where does it line up in the grand scheme of things in your heavy maintenance of fall planning or going in from summer forest fire season into winter heli skiing? So having that knowledge a little bit and working with the people that I work with on my side, in my professional job, I have to work closely with a lot of directors of maintenances and stuff like that. So where they have a timing of it all, and that's kind of where I fall into.
Any follow-up, Sir Halsey?
No, I just want to break it down a little bit again. Audience is more on the pilot side. So even for me as a pilot, being flying for 15 years, I had to ask someone what MRO meant. like 2 months ago.
Yeah.
I've heard it a million times and it's kind of embarrassing to say, like, I didn't actually know what it stood for. And so, yeah, just that breakdown. And, you know, I guess I look at MRO as kind of an encompassing of all maintenance, you know, whether it's repairing, whether it's overhauling, you know, an MRO is a place where helicopters go or components of helicopters go to get either replaced, overhauled, inspect it, whatever it may be. So it's just kind of the encompassing fact of helicopter maintenance. And obviously that's just the huge part of our industry. And I feel like it's part of the industry, specifically on the podcast side, where not a lot of people are doing anything, if anything, on the podcast side. In fact, I don't know about Jason and John, but I get messages on a fairly routine basis asking if I plan on having any maintainers on. And I think I've had one or two maintenance professionals on, but I think the cool part about this is just like aviation or helicopter specific aviation, we have a bit of our own language. I think in the MRO side, you guys have a bit of that language as well. And so having someone with the background be able to talk to other professionals within that space, I think it's going to be a really neat conversation in a cool podcast that's really different than actually what we're producing on my podcast and at The Real Rescue and Hangar's Knee. So I think for the Helicast platform to be fully well-rounded, this just fits in so nicely as a puzzle. So we're excited to have you, excited for you to get on this journey. For me, the coolest part about Helicast has been being able to collaborate directly with John and Jason. Jason and John have kind of paved the way really for podcasting within this space, and being able to work with them, collaborate with them, pick their brain to help build my podcast and then the collective whole has been really cool.
Leave some behind for me.
It's fun. it's fun not to be the new guy anymore, because up until now, my podcast has the least amount of episodes. So
nice.
No longer the young gun.
You're the first rung on the ladder.
Yeah. Now you're the bottom of the barrel, pal.
Yeah.
But thanks for sharing that. Yeah. I think,
Halsey, I've been called worse, brother. So feel free, knock it out.
But I think it's really neat. And I think the cool part is I think there'll be some really cool collaborations that we can do in our individual podcast directly with the MRO podcast to be able to really highlight the entire circle of this industry.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to have you, and I'm a little bit jealous of your cool MRO background and your cool logo.
Well, the purpose, and I know, like, thanks a lot for saying that, Halsey. I appreciate that. I know John has been, like, when you talk about picking his brain, I do that a lot with him, and I'm trying to kind of learn as much as I possibly can with him. And the guests that we'll be having on the show do exactly that, whether it's going to be avionics, whether it's going to be transmissions, whether it's going to be rotor blades, whether it's going to be engines, it's sheet metal, you name it. We're going to try to cover these folks because there's some great individuals that we can kind of talk to and they can talk about. And in fact, you know, a lot of these places, a lot of the guests that I've we've kind of contacted already, they have a one-stop shop where you park the helicopter in and all of a sudden, you know, your engine needs to get done and your blades are going to be timed out pretty soon. Your drive shaft is looking, you know, a little wonky, or all of a sudden your transmission needs to be updated or some service bulletins need to be talked about. So they really do fall into that maintenance, repair, and overhaul diagnostics right across the board there. So it's, yeah, I'm really excited to get these guys talking on this platform because there's some awesome characters, like so good.